Today is the Shabbat before Pesach, referred to as Shabbat HaGadol, the Great Sabbath. Why is the Sabbath called the Great Shabbat? In chapter 12 of the book of Exodus, the scriptures record the final plague, the death of the firstborn, followed by our exodus from Egypt. But before the actual Passover is recorded, the Almighty gave us some of the laws concerning the Passover. Exodus chapter 12, verses 1 through 7, tell us, "And Yahweh spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be to you the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the tenth day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls, every man according to his eating, shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats. And ye shall keep it unto the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood, and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door posts of the house, wherein they shall eat it." On the 10th day of the first month, we selected a lamb or a kid. The lamb was to be without blemish. For 4 days prior to Passover, we would scrutinize the lamb to ensure that there were no defects in the animal. The Egyptians knew what we were doing. They probably knew our intent. The Egyptians worshipped lambs and goats, and we were going to sacrifice an animal that they considered to be a god. Yet they did nothing to stop us. Perhaps they were petrified with fear over the previous 9 plagues. Apparently, they did nothing even after we sacrificed the lamb and put its blood on the doorpost of our house. That was a miracle. According to ancient reckoning, the 10th day of the first month fell on a Shabbat, the year of the Exodus. So, in remembrance of the miracle, the Sabbath before Passover is called Shabbat HaGadol. Many people have pointed out that the children in the house might have become very attached to the lamb during those 4 days. That would make it harder to sacrifice the lamb. But there's another facet to bringing the lamb into your house. The adults knew what the lamb's purpose was for. We're going to continue reading in Exodus chapter 12, verses 8 through 13. "And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs shall they eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire his head with his legs, with the pertrance thereof. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remains of it until the morning ye shall burn with fire. Thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, your staff in your hand. Ye shall eat it in haste. It is Yahweh's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite the firstborn of the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am Yahweh. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses wherein ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you, when I smite the land of Egypt." For 4 days, the men and women would look at the lamb, knowing that the blood of this lamb would save them from the last plague. They had 4 days to think about it. But how could this really sink in? How could the blood of a lamb save their lives? They were going to be spared. Why? Why? Because of the blood of a lamb. And they would be spared from the death of the firstborn. For 4 days, they knew. Perhaps when we put the blood on the doorframe, we knew and we hoped. But when our lives were actually spared, then we really understood how severe the judgment was that lamb's blood saved us from. They had 4 days to let it sink in. It's been 2,000 years since Yeshua was sacrificed as a Passover lamb. We know, we hope, but until the final judgment comes, until we see the death that we're spared from, we'll never really know how powerful is the blood of the lamb. This is Shabbat HaGadol.